Village public safety officers in Western Alaska will be participating in a pilot program that could make them the first VPSOs in the state to carry weapons in their job. They're in the middle of psychological testing right now, and as KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, seven experienced officers have advanced toward training.
About a year after the Alaska legislature passed a law to allow VPSOs to carry guns, a handful of Western Alaska communities should have trained officers on the job with firearms. A pilot project to arm the first VPSOs has seven candidates in the middle of intensive psychological testing before they advance to training. Captain Andrew Merrill is the Alaska State Troopers commander of the VPSO program.
This pilot project is going to help us design, you know, to review the training process we're using, to look at our selection process, to determine whether it's too strict or whether it's too loose, and to figure out exactly what's going to work best to make sure that we're providing that safe service to our communities and to keep our VPSOs safe throughout the region.
In 2014, the Alaska legislature passed the law to allow VPSOs to carry guns in addition to a taser and baton. It was spurred by the death of a VPSO in Manicotic, Thomas Madole, who was shot and killed while unarmed. In many communities, VPSOs are the only law enforcement and work without backup. Four of the seven prospective armed VPSOs will be in communities served by the Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, plus one each in Bristol Bay, the Interior, and Northwest Arctic Borough. Merrill isn't saying which communities right now, due to the intense pressure on candidates to succeed in evaluations. Merrill says they started with the best of the best for candidates. The VPSO, their community, and their nonprofit employer all have to agree to move ahead. To make it to training, candidates have to pass a physical test, which includes push-ups, sit-ups, and running, plus go through intensive background checks, pass a written psychological test, and an in-person evaluation with a psychologist. They're ultimately reviewed by a three-person panel of trooper officials who will make a recommendation to the colonel in charge of all state troopers about who advances to the firearms training. Officials plan a 21-day course in March at the Trooper Academy in Sitka for training on topics including weapons ethics, the use of deadly force, and various simulations. Merrill says that training on the use of force builds on years of preparing troopers for rural Alaska law enforcement.
You know, what options are available to use in different situations based on the totality of what's happening? How does that best apply to resolving the situation as safely as possible? Regarding the use of deadly force, it's governed by statute. I mean, you use deadly force in defense of yourself or another in either life-threatening or serious injury situations.
Troopers will play a key role in training. The VPSOs will use the same .40-caliber Glock pistol that troopers carry, and each VPSO will be paired with a state trooper for experience in an urban part of the state. The trooper will spend time in the VPSO's community for observation and training following their Sitka training.
Once we do that, we're going to roll through this project through the mentorship process and the observations and evaluation of how that's working. And the anticipation would be is that probably early next year, about the same time, we'll roll into the next class. And we'll do another transition course, maybe with some adaptations. Maybe we did it right, it'll be perfect. But we'll adapt it, we'll make it work, and then we'll go through that next cycle.
The program started with 21 candidates, but Merrill says 14 have dropped out due to personal reasons or not being able to meet physical fitness standards.
It's opened up that conversation for some of them to consider, you know, can I emotionally do that? Could I use deadly force on a person if I needed to? Some think they can, but they've also realized that the aftermath of that, of living in a small community of 300 or 400 people and knowing and being related to some of them, could be devastating. And so they've chosen not to participate at this time, and they may in the future choose to.
Alvin Jimmy is the AVCP VPSO program coordinator, the employer of YK Delta VPSOs. He emphasizes teamwork and collaboration over the coming months.
Working cohesively together as a team to establish the pros and cons towards it, and that's the best way to, from my perspective, to approach it is look at the pros and cons to it and start concentrating on these pros and so forth and move on with those.
The VPSO's anticipated graduation from the academy is April 3rd. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.